Previously on Radio Free Mandalore.
I do agree that the Maul arc needs to end. So my question to you is, how do you think it will end?
No. We need more Maul.
They need to wrap him up soon because we're getting closer and closer to catching up to Rogue One Episode 4 timeline.
No.
No. I'm assuming that he'll finally make it to Tatooine, and like we saw in the trailer.
Leave his end.
Yeah. Obi-Wan will finally defeat him for real. He's got to cut him in half the other way this time, right down the center, not across.
Lengthwise.
Yeah.
He went hot dog way before. Now he's going hamburger way.
Yeah.
Why does he have to die at all exactly?
Because
I just imagine him sitting on a front porch of an old space shack, just like sipping iced tea? Why does he have to die at all? Why can't he go to Obi-Wan and he says, you know, thank you, bro. I hated those legs. They were itchy all the time.
Challenge you, one warrior to another, and only the strongest shall rule Mandalore.
So be it. Give him his weapon.
Listening to
No, bitch.
What?
You're in my house now.
Oh, shit.
I get to say the intro. All
right. Give it your best shot.
You're listening to Radio Free Mandalore, news, reviews, and the occasional interviews from a galaxy far, far away.
Holy shit, that was good. You're doing it every week from now on.
No.
So we're in Arizona. We're going to record a special bonus episode where finally, after, almost a year of speculation, we're going to find out what happens to Maul when he meets up with Obi-Wan in the desert.
They're going to have a warm embrace,
mm-hmm.
call each other brother,
correct,
and then go their separate ways.
All right. So I've been saying since day one that we're going to watch Maul die today, and Tim says we're going to see Maul go retire to his space porch and sit in a space rocking chair, and they both live happily ever after.
I'm thinking a little dog. He's going to get a little dog. He's going to have a helmet on running around in space.
Oh, I was thinking the dog had horns.
See it barking?
Is the dog...
But no sound?
Oh, no sound.
Because no sound travels in space.
Right.
So, I can see it with horns. That works.
All right. So, we haven't watched the episode yet. I drove out here last night so we could watch it last night at midnight when it aired. And what ended up happening last night?
I had a great time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I fell asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And then you showed up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was still asleep.
Right.
So, you slept.
I texted you. I called you. I knocked.
I ignored them all.
Yep. And went and took a nap in my car. Till about 3 a.m. when Tim woke up and said, oh shit.
Walked outside and scared the ever loving fuck out of you.
Jesus Christ.
I was laying in bed, like after he came in, I'm like, all right, night, all right, bye. I was laying in bed and I started giggling to myself because just playing it back in my head, how high you jumped in that car.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, if you had your sunroof open, you would have gone straight through it.
Mm. If I had a sunroof.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't have one.
Yeah.
I think they're pointless.
Mm.
Our new show, Scars. And no, that wasn't scars. That was scars.
Yeah, I'm scarred after what Tim did to me last night.
Look, man, accidents happen in a galaxy far, far away and in a galaxy right here.
Mm-hmm. Never recording in Arizona again. All right, we're going to pause it. We're going to go watch Rebels. And we're going to come back and see who was right, who was wrong. You're done?
I'm done.
Done with Rebels, done with Star Wars, done with life.
I'm done with the day for now, at least.
You just woke up, though.
Yeah, I'm going to go back to bed.
Okay. I think Tim's a little depressed. Thoughts?
Goodbye. You take it off. I don't know what to say right now. I'm annoyed. I'm very annoyed.
Tell me why.
What do you mean, why? Spoiler alert.
Mm-hmm.
Maul dies.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. I didn't see a blade hit him.
Fuck.
Did you see a blade hit him? I saw his lightsaber get cut in half. I didn't see him on fire or have any kind of searing. He got really sleepy, though. He was like, oh, I'm so sad about my lightsaber.
It's fucking Mace Windu all over again. So I'm going to spend the next, what, 2 years of you saying, we didn't see him die. He could come back. Wouldn't it be great? A little adventure. Maul, Mace Windu.
Seriously.
So what'd you think, honestly?
I'm still trying to process.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look, I'm not happy. I'm not happy, of course. I wanted Maul to keep going. But I do agree, we've talked about this at length. I could see his story did have to end somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, it was going to end with a lightsaber. I made the joke like I want him to retire. He was never going to retire. He was never going to be not part of the fight somehow. But he's always been fighting his own fight.
So let me ask you this then. So you said he's got to die at some point. I think a lot of people felt that the only right ending would be if it was Obi-Wan Kenobi, because he was who was supposed to originally kill him. And they're running out of time on that. So if they had just let him live past A New Hope, how would you, you know, he's got to die somehow. How would you have preferred it? Vader? Emperor? Or just Yoda style?
Old age.
Old age.
Yeah.
Right.
So that was my whole point about Rick retiring on his space porch with the space rocker. Like, he could have either, he was either going to die by a lightsaber or he was going to go off and just say fuck everything and not be a part of any of this. So I guess it is poignant that he died by, you know, the edge of Obi-Wan's blade, but it's just sad. It's sad to see him go. I like the character so much, even though he's evil and all that stuff, but he's had such a great arc with ups and downs and still so much missing from it that I'd like more, but we'll probably never get more.
I don't know. I mean, that's the thing about Star Wars is that it's never told linearly. So you still have a 20-year gap where we don't know what he was doing. I'm sure they're going to fill it in somehow. He's a popular character and they're going to keep revisiting it.
Let me rephrase. We won't see more in a mainstream medium, in a TV show or something. We'll probably, I mean, we're reading a comic book now.
Right.
About pre-episode one. And we could absolutely get a book or another comic book series or a bunch of comic book series, but he won't be in Rebels.
Mm-hmm.
He won't be in a future movie unless it's a prequel, which maybe you do a Lords of the Sith type movie. And or if they do a Netflix type series, he comes back in some shape or form as part of that. But his story has ended in the sense of, you know, we know where it's final chapter. We don't know the middle chapters, but we know it's final chapter. And that's just sad. What about you?
Well, before we talk about the lightsaber fight itself, all 2 seconds of it. What'd you think of the episode as a whole?
That was good. Maul getting some good singular time in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think you probably have plenty to say about Ezra.
Of course.
But, I mean, maybe we're taking baby steps to him growing up, maybe. But overall, it was good. Suspenseful. You don't know what's going to happen. Kind of boring.
Yeah, it was a little slow.
But
I remember thinking,
there's one thing that needs to happen, and that's about it. So
yeah.
It's almost like, you know what the last 5 minutes are going to be? How do we get another 17 in there?
Yeah. The longer it took them to walk through the desert, I kept thinking, God, this lightsaber battle is getting shorter and shorter because they're running out of time.
Mm-hmm.
And we were right about that. Highlights were, I'm pretty sure Chopper said, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
I'm like 99% sure he said, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
I like that Obi-Wan told him he never should have been there.
You're in the wrong place, Ezra Bridger. Maul used your desire to do good to deceive you, and in doing so, he has altered the course of many things. He knows your fears, your heart, and he manipulated the truth, which has led you here, where you should never have been.
He says, like, you came to a place you never should have been, because that's what most of the viewers were thinking.
Eh. Yeah.
The thing that bothered me, though, is, like, once again, Ezra didn't listen. He did whatever he wanted. Turns out to be the wrong thing. But then there's no consequences because in doing so, Maul's dead. So I don't know if he's going to grow up.
And he gets a
sweet, sweet, sweet ship. Yeah. We thought we were going to see the death of Chopper. Thank God that he lives.
Yeah, that was a little weird.
I thought the Obi-Wan voice was great. I think it was Steven Stanton. I thought he did a good job, because that's not the guy that usually does Obi-Wan.
Yeah, it's definitely an older voice actor. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the lightsaber battle itself.
Which three swings do you want to talk about first?
You know what? It was weird at first, the first time I watched it, but when I thought about it, everybody's been asking, how is old Obi-Wan going to go up against Maul, who still got it? So it had to be something like that, where it was just a well-placed shot, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If he had been flipping around, and then, what, a year and a half later, he's
barely swinging,
swinging when he's fighting Vader, it wouldn't have made any sense. So I feel like they found a good solution. So it works for me. It was really weird the first time watching it. I'm glad we watched it a second time. The two of them staring each other down was longer than the actual fight itself.
Yeah.
It's kind of very Old West, you know, you zoom in on the gunfighters and you look, bang. You know, you get closer and closer to their eyes, yeah. And then their hand on their gun. And then all of a sudden one gets shot and one falls, you know, so it was something different. I'm interested to see, like, come Monday when everybody's talking about on Facebook, what people thought, not just about Maul dying, but about the fight itself. I'm okay with it.
Well, it was very anime-esque to me,
mm-hmm.
Like Rurouni Kenshin style or something, where there's a lot of buildup and then just they both jump at each other and it goes to white and you don't know what happens.
Right.
And they're both, you know, their blades are extended and now they're on the other sides of each other and then one man falls.
Right.
Like, so I was very shocked by it. Like when it first happened, I'm like, wait, what? What just happened? Did you just, what? What? Is that it? But
yeah, I think I had one eye on the screen and one eye on you. I probably should have filmed your reaction. That was a mistake.
That's all good.
I'll never get that moment back.
I look like shit today. It's all right. I was just what? Like that quick?
I kind of wish there was a scene of Obi-Wan burning Maul's remains just so that you couldn't argue with me that he might just be napping. Heat stroke. He's been in the sun too long.
He was so sad about his lightsaber.
Yeah. He's like, you guys cut my lightsaber in half again.
Well, don't have a dual blade, man. Mm-hmm. I think that would have been nice. What do you think? If he had done a burning of the body, do you think he would have said something like, goodbye, old foe, or something like that? Like, would he have said anything, like words of peace to him? Or
probably not. I mean, he just kind of closed his eyes at the end. I'm guessing it's just like, yeah, it's a kid's show. We can't show someone burning a body. But
just like you can't apparently show someone get stabbed because,
yeah, that was
fuck happened there.
Yeah, it was kind of weird that they didn't show anything from the wound. Just lightsaber was cut in half and it was kind of implied. I don't know. Maybe I'll watch it on a bigger screen and slow it down and do frame by frame and see if you can see the lightsaber connect, because it sure didn't look like it.
When he slices downwards and the blade, you see the blade get cut.
Mm-hmm.
And he stops moving. I was almost like, oh my God, did he? Like, I thought he was just dead right there. Like, did he cut his head in half?
I thought we're going to see him split in half the other way, because that's what everybody's been joking about. Like, this time Obi-Wan needs to cut him down the middle instead of across the.
Well, that was, and I think that was like almost like an homage to it. But mm-hmm. I was really nervous. Like, he's just going to fall face forward.
Yeah.
And then Obi-Wan's going to do a little twirl the blade, just power it down and walk away or something. And then, you know, he catches him and talks to him for a couple seconds. But it's like, where'd he cut him? He had to cut, I guess, his chest?
Yeah, I think I was worried that they would end it with Maul hits the ground, Obi-Wan walks away, and then you kind of see, like, Maul watching him walk away and leaving it vague like they did with Ahsoka. I was going to be pissed. Like, if you're going to do this, commit and do it.
Yeah.
So at least they had the scene of him shutting his eyes. You going to be okay?
Mm.
I don't even think the Gungan parade music could fix this.
No, I'm, like, really, I'm really sad. I mean, I've been wanting him to survive, but I knew that ultimately he was going to die. Like, I had that in the back of my head, you know? But I thought I was prepared for it, but damn.
I've been trying to prepare you since, like, our first episode. First or second. Yeah. I'm sure it came up at some point.
Yeah.
You didn't want to listen?
No.
No?
No.
No.
I'm like Ezra in that sense.
That you are like Ezra.
I'll do whatever the hell I want. Nope. It's not doing it for me. All right, slow it. All right, it's taken the edge off.
Oh shit.
It took the edge off, but it's so sad still.
I'm not going to play the music for you. Not this time. But I'm going to do you one better.
Shit.
You need to be careful to skip the part of him getting cut in half. I don't want you to have to see him die twice today. All right, since you're extra sad, and we have the luxury of being in person today, rather than just play you the parade song, I'm going to let you watch the parade. I think this might cheer you up.
That looks so terrible.
You just see Gungans dancing?
You just tell it's CG.
Uh-oh, I think my plan is backfiring.
It's been so long since I've seen this movie.
Yeah, the CG did not hold up over the years.
Nope. With, you just see, Natalie Portman in the background? No, not Natalie Portman.
Keira Knightley?
Yeah, Keira Knightley right there. No. No. No.
Hey, it's your favorite and my favorite.
So does R2 technically have the last line in that movie?
Apparently, yeah, he does.
That was terrible, R2, but still.
I'll dub in a real one, don't worry.
That works.
Somehow you can magically do a perfect, spot-on R2 imitation.
Yeah.
I'll make that happen.
That works.
So final thoughts on Twin Sons?
Fuck you, Ezra.
Right?
We done?
I think we're going to call it. We'll be back in a few days with a regular episode.
All right, just how we end every episode, letting you know the views and opinions expressed on this podcast by the host and their guest are theirs alone and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Walt Disney Company or Lucasfilm. With that being said, good night, sweet prince. Good night.
I'm going to cut this.
Are you going to cut it in half?
Yeah, I'm going to cut it right down the middle. But you won't be able to see me cut it.
Say hello to Savage.
Star Wars.